you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com. Watch us record live most Tuesdays around noon on our Facebook page. Just type in Bricks Real Estate and you'll find us there as well. You'll be able to see upcoming listings, events, and much more. Again, that's at BricksTwinCities.com. Today, we are going to be talking about what you need to know about insurance, and not just homeowners insurance. We're going to get into auto a little bit, maybe life insurance as well towards the end of the show, but kind of start with that homeowners insurance part to begin with. So I'd like to welcome James Tolson with Country Financial. Did I pronounce your last name right?
Pretty close. Tolson.
Tolson. All right. Awesome. You are, you've been a sponsor of the show for a while now. I've been just trying to get you to come in. I appreciate you coming in because, you know, this is a huge piece of the process when somebody is purchasing a home and goes way beyond purchase. It goes into the ownership piece. I mean, you know firsthand, James, with my house, you know, hey, we had that hailstorm roll through Burnsville. And, you know, luckily you had me set up with the right coverage so I could get that taken care of with absolutely phenomenal service. Real quick, I kind of wanted to introduce how I got to know James. So I've passed out flyers in my neighborhood for years. And I have some of the neighborhood kids help with that. And they passed one out in your house, which is about 4 blocks away or was about 4 blocks away from my home. And you had reached out to me and say, hey, I'd like to sit down with a cup of coffee and show you what I have to offer. And first of all, what impressed me is you actually took the time to reach out. You know, I have a lot of agents that are like, hey, we should get together, but never do, right? I've had a couple in the past that did, but, you know, then the follow-up was terrible. And I look at how a person reaches out and then how the meeting goes and then the follow-up. You kept, you know, reaching out to me, asking me, you know, who I was working with, anybody that you could help out. And, you know, I slowly gained trust within you and your abilities. And, oh, my gosh, I mean, just and we've been working together now for a few years. And I just recently had a past client reach out and goes, thanks again so much, Kirk, for introducing us to James. He's just absolutely awesome. I mean, and that's the key to putting together a good team and somebody who really has great service. And I know you've shown me that service, but you also are showing my clients that service as well. And so it's greatly appreciated. And I think that's huge to have somebody, that personal connection, reaching out, working with the clients. So that's how I got to know you. And that's a little bit of what's happened over the years. And so now, you know, pretty much any client, even if they had somebody they've worked with, I try to at least for an apples to apples comparison, get you in front of them. And so often they're very impressed and very happy for what you can do for them. So thank you again.
You're welcome. I appreciate that, Kirk.
So I want to kind of hammer out some questions here. Take your time answering them. No rush on this. So what would you say is normal homeowners insurance coverage? Like, you know, what everybody is providing or should be providing maybe?
Sure. Good question. Traditionally, everybody looks at the most important part of the policy, which is the dwelling coverage. And for people that don't know, that's what it takes to rebuild your home. Now, oftentimes, you'll see different numbers varying from carrier to carrier. Some will have it be the amount of the loan. Some will have it be the amount to rebuild the cost. Ultimately, your premium is based primarily on that dwelling amount. So if that amount is too high, if they're factoring in the appraisal value because you're in a area that's more desirable, whether it's a neighborhood, you may be paying a little too much. On top of that, after the dwelling coverage, we look at the personal property. Now, that's all your personal property that you own. Key point in knowing that coverage, you want to make sure you have replacement cost coverage. You don't want to have actual cash value. Carrier to carrier, that's going to differ on the percentage. With me, it's 75% of the dwelling amount. So if we have a $400,000 house, we have $300,000 of personal property.
Wow. That's a lot more than I would have thought.
So how does that work then? Is that replacement plus? Is that going to cover the increase in cost of goods throughout the years to cover the, like, if you have to rebuild a house, you know, the cost of lumber goes up through time or?
Yeah, that's a great question. So on our policies, we have two options. We have what's called extended replacement cost, which is 20% on top of the dwelling.
Okay.
So we use that $400,000 figure. 20% would be $80,000. So we would say if there's a catastrophe and we have lumber prices, labor prices go up, if by $400,000, if we're just a little shy, we'll pay an additional $80,000, so up to $480,000.
Okay.
We also have an option for newer homes. They have to be less than 30 years old and have a couple more criteria that I won't go into today, but they have guaranteed replacement costs. So your premium is based on that dwelling amount, but there is not a cap to the rebuild cost. And so depending on the age of the home, a lot of newer construction homes, I'll find myself writing it in that rate class because that fits the need better and due to the fact that the cost of the materials for the new home often are the price of the new home is often significantly more.
So outside of the dwelling and the exorbitant amount of personal property that I guess I don't have that much of, is there anything else in a policy as far as that's covered or should be covered?
Absolutely. So the next step down, we've got additional auxiliary private structures. APS is what we call it for short. So in your case, that'd be something like a swimming pool.
Yes.
Shed, detached garage, anything that's not connected to your home is considered an APS. That's typically on my policies are 10% of the dwelling. So $400,000 house is going to have $40,000 of coverage. Not everybody needs that.
Since the hail hit my pool, do I get a new pool?
Now we'd have to send an adjuster out. Take a look.
Yeah, maybe take a look.
You got him thinking over here now.
So do you find that you know, with other companies out there where or just policies that you come across, not to bash on anybody, but policies that you come across where they may be lacking drastically and what some of those areas are?
Sure. That's a great question. The first thing I look at is you'll have a deductible on your policy, and obviously there is two different deductibles. You can have a wind hail deductible, and then you can have an all peril. Peril is something that would happen to your house, whether it was a tornado, a fire, a theft. I write my policies with the same deductible. The most common claim that you'll see is a wind or a hail deductible. So it would be a disservice to me, in my mind, to have a $2,500 wind hail deductible and a $1,000 all peril deductible. That's one area that I see when I'm reviewing other policies. Another one is the sewer backup or sump pump coverage. That's definitely not an area that you want to skimp on.
Right.
But it obviously costs money because the water can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, you know, and I've actually personally come across that with a client who their insurance provider didn't do that. Right,
and it cost you tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it was very expensive,
right,
to have that taken care of. And so, you know, I'm going to get to it here in a minute, but where companies may go cheap. But I'm going to jump. You mentioned deductible, and so do you think that there is a best deductible range as far as where kind of most cost benefit is?
Sure. You know, I look mostly at the value of the home, each individual client. I don't think there's one size fits all, and there definitely is not. And so traditionally, I write most of my policies with a $2,000 deductible. That's personally what I carry.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't work for everybody. And so I kind of look at the difference in what they can save, and then I ask the question, you know, is this going to be a major issue? If you were to have a claim situation, you know, would you be in a tough financial position to make that payment? And then we kind of go from there. But that's kind of where I start. Because ultimately, for the client and myself, we want to avoid any small dollar claims.
Right.
We're there for the catastrophes. We don't want to have small $500, $600 claims or $1,200. It really is not a win-win for either the client or the insurance company to have that.
Right. So we're going to take a commercial break here in a few minutes. I definitely want to get to the where companies skip and some of those, you know, must add-ons, talk about the pitfalls of going with the cheapest companies and things like that. If you have any questions for us, during or after the show, you can give us a call. 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Again, follow us on our Facebook page. Just type in Bricks Real Estate. You can watch us record live there most Tuesdays. Yeah, so we'll be right back again with James Tolson, Country Financial. We'll be right back.
My closing is falling apart, my stuff's in a van, I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending, and the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Tovson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Tovson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, the HouseGeeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Welcome back to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us after the show, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Also, check us out online, BricksTwinCities.com. Love to help you out with buying or selling a home or just any real estate-related questions. Happy to help there. All right, today we have James with Country Financial. James Tolson. Good pronunciation that time?
Perfect.
All right. He's been my insurance provider for a few years now, and I'm really working on that pronunciation.
Premium goes up every time you miss.
That's right. So we're talking about what you need to know about homeowners insurance. And so we kind of left off with where some companies may skimp a little bit on that. And I kind of want to tie these couple of questions I have together, which is everybody wants the cheapest, but what are the pitfalls of that? You know, and are they really comparing apples to apples when you have somebody? Do they ever just bring you what a competitor's policy is for your review?
Yeah, sometimes yeah. I'll see that, and we touched on some of the areas that you definitely don't want to skimp on. That sewer backup coverage, sewer backup or sump pump failure; those two things are one and the same. Replacement costs on your roof. So if a home has a roof that might be more than a certain age, not every company has the same roof settlement policy. So that's another area that you want to look at, those wind hail deductibles. So those are the areas that I see can be skimped on. Cheapest coverage, my dad always told me, you get what you pay for, and it couldn't be more true in our industry.
Absolutely. I think that's very true in a lot of industries.
Well, and you are protecting the largest investment you've made in your life. So I think it's to be insured correctly is very important.
Well, and earlier you mentioned rebuild cost, right? Do you see where it's like to try to skimp, you know, keep that cost lower, that they're, you know, one place is saying $200,000 rebuild cost, where the other person's maybe being more realistic and saying, you know, $325,000 or something like that?
That's a really good question. I don't actually see that, because the chance of that happening are so slim. In terms of a total loss, it happens so rarely. There are other areas that they're skimping on that are more likely to happen, like replacement costs of the roof, sewer backup. Those are claims that are more likely to happen. So if they can save the client money any way they can, they're going to leave those coverages off, because the amount of the dwelling, typically that's not going to happen. So they're not going to underinsure them, because that's a red flag to everybody.
Okay. What about – so you mentioned the sewer backup, which I can vouch for that one. That's definitely one that I think, you know, everybody should have. I mean, it's Minnesota. Okay. So any other add-ons that you think are something, you know, that people should look at?
Sure. The four basic parts of the policy, I got to three of them.
Yep.
So just the last one. So we had the dwelling, we had the private or the personal property, the auxiliary private structures, and then lastly, additional living expenses. So if a homeowner is to be displaced because of a fire, because of any type of loss, we'll pay a portion of, well, we'll pay a lot. We'll pay 20% of the dwelling amount to help them find a place to rent and stay temporarily. So that's on every policy. Again, it's percentage based, and depending on who the carrier is, that's a different amount.
Okay, so that's on every policy, no matter what the company is.
Correct.
Then? Okay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Is the percentage change based on the type of policy they have, or is it?
No, it's the same standard with my company, but every company has their own kind of guidelines and have different percentages for different levels of coverage.
Okay. What do you recommend as far as, well, and I don't know, if you're not in a flood zone in the state of Minnesota and you have water that comes in from the outside, is there any
like this last
coverage?
Winter, how was that handled? I mean, so many basements.
We had a lot of homeowners that were in process on pre-approval for mortgages. And, you know, unfortunately, some water in the basement, which caused some problems.
Sure. That's a really good question, because I received a lot of calls.
I bet you did.
A lot of calls.
Yeah.
And ultimately, three were sewer backup or sump pump failure.
Okay.
What happened, what you're describing, is what we call water intrusion. So if we have too much snow or ice build up by the foundation of the home and water starts to seep in, that's not a covered claim. Okay, because that's not happening at one instance or one time. That's happening over time. And so those phone calls aren't always easy, but I have to let them know, get a shop back, do everything you can to remove as much water, remove as much snow that you can from your foundation. And being proactive, obviously, before it gets too high, can help out. And then, of course, in the spring, we had so much melting happen.
And then the rains.
And then the rain. And that's when these three situations that I described, well, I didn't share with you, that's when those all happened. It's the exact same. The sump pump couldn't keep up with the rain and removing the water away. Therefore, it failed and we had water. And that was obviously covered, and I'm very glad that.
So like a slow water intrusion through a foundation is just, it is what it is.
It's not a covered claim, correct.
Okay. Let's see here. This is one, because you see so many ads, and I know when we talk in our home buyer classes about the ads that we see for mortgages, you know, there's a lot of fluff out there that's just, you know, it doesn't really apply. It looks good maybe, but it's not to a given situation or most people's situation. Do you see that in the insurance industry, or the things that people are offering insurance-wise that's more like, yeah, it's just, it sounds good, but it's not really beneficial?
Sure. A lot of these, you know, big companies are advertising their DriveWise, you know, those type of apps and stuff. And they are good, and they do provide a savings, but I believe it's slightly misleading in the percentage. We have our Driver IQ app, and it provides a 5% discount However, a lot of these companies are toting 30%. And I've done some research and talked to people, and that's just slightly misleading from what I found out. So in terms of what you're describing, that would be one example, not no specific company in particular. Just, you know, you've seen the commercials, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's a reason I don't have those apps.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
30%. Sign me up. Right. Asterisk, 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 right? We talk about that a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so you're with Country Financial. So, you know, and previously from me switching, I was with State Farm and then American Family prior to that. But then before that, I was with a broker. And I was told, you know, oh, you go with the brokers, they'll shop it around for you, always keep your best interest in mind. What has been your experience with being with a bigger provider as to the benefit that that provides versus somebody and or pitfalls from somebody just jumping from one to another to another?
Sure. That's a great question. I get that question all the time. Country Financial, we're a captive agency, so I'm only allowed to work with Country Financial and offer their products and solutions. That being said, the advantage that you miss out on by going with a broker, getting different companies every year, you're being shopped every year, so you're having a different carrier, having to remember different numbers. But more importantly is when I have a situation that might be more challenging, whether it's claim-related, underwriting-related, my team, our company, we're all focused on one goal, one primary goal, and that's taking care of our clients and following through on our promises to pay those claims. And so
right.
Ultimately, I have a better relationship with the people that have the ability to make those decisions. And so I find that to be valuable, whereas somebody who may be shopping different companies, sure, they can get you a little bit of savings here, a little bit of savings there, but ultimately they don't have that relationship. And when they need something done that the client's not getting taken care of, unfortunately, it falls on deaf ears. Where I have a voice and the voice gets heard. And
well, and I think, I mean, that sums it up in my experience. You know, it's not about, you know, saving every penny that you can. And if you're looking at insurance that way, I think I encourage you to take a long, hard look at why you might be thinking about it that way. Because what matters is when you have to make that claim.
Right.
You're paying this. Like, you know, had I went to have the roof replaced and I was to pick up the phone and I was to be told, oh yeah, we're only covering X amount of the roof for the replacement maybe only 25%, that would have put me in a tough spot because, you know, take a little time to save up that money. I mean, it was like a $17,000 roof, you know, and it was all covered, or it was more than that. Once the deductible, a little bit more than that with the deductible. But if I would have to come up with, you know, 75% of that, that's a whole different story than coming up with a couple $1,000 deductible,
it's
right?
Huge.
And so if you're sitting there worried about $50 here, $50 there, and especially as a homeowner, when this claim comes up, that you know, that's where you really need this. Really need that good agent. All right, so wrapping up the show here again, James, thank you for coming in. I know we had a few things, and we'll get to it in the after show here for those watching on Facebook. If you have any questions for us, give us a call, 651-303-0019. We're happy to connect you with James, and we'll put his information up on the Facebook page. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.